Hi, welcome to the Berry Nation podcast. I almost said it. I'm just gonna say it. East to West, WLS. I just, wow. It's so, I know, it's so deep in my heart. It's just a part of my DNA now. I'm just gonna slip up every now and then. Good Lord. It's because I was just so happy to talk to you guys. Okay, let me boop. Hi, welcome to the Berry Nation podcast, where we support the bariatric community with humor, humility, and honesty. I'm April.
I'm Jason.
I'm Natalie.
Oh, I mean, come on. It's going to happen.
It's deep-rooted in there.
Well, and really, like, so the episode today, right, is all about our stories in real life. We just had an amazing experience at Advent Health Bariatric Retreat hosted by Bariatric Society. And to see the power of those stories in real life was, like, otherworldly. But what I think the three of us really got an extra huge love dose of is that so many people have been a part of our community and our lives forever, right? Like, they even have a hard time. They're like, no, you were East to West. Like, no, he was the East and you were the West. We're like, people, we just had so many long connections with people that we finally got to, like, put a real face to, you know, to a name and to the comments and to the discussion. So it's just been, like, on my soul, really, just how far we've come from the very humble beginnings of me not recording our very first podcast episode to now being 105 deep and having Natalie, you on the team. And I can't tell you how many experts, I mean, I could go on forever, but wow.
Yeah.
It's been real.
It's been a journey, no doubt, but seeing people, talking to people, hearing people and the way it's touched and connected with them is what brings it back full circle for us always, because, you know, we always say, like, we put the information out there and just hope it sticks. Like, we hope, you know, it connects with somebody in a certain way. And, you know, we love the feedback that we get when we get it, but it's not always out there. People just take the information and kind of keep it moving, which is fine. But when you get to actually meet people and they tell you things, like, they can tell you episodes, they can tell you exactly what you said about what connected with them and why it connected with them so deeply. And it's those things that really make the impact on us that let us know we're doing what we're supposed to be doing and we need to keep pushing forward.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and that is the meat of today's really conversation. So I say, let's just dive in. Let's get right to the heart of this, because there's a lot.
Absolutely. Yes.
So first things first, what are your initial thoughts or aha moments or, like, reflections that you have taken away from this year's retreat?
I think for myself, it was, in a way, it was more intimate. Also, even though it was bigger, I feel like I got to talk to more people, spend quality time with different people. You know, if you were there, you saw April, Jason, and I were in different corners of the room all the time. Like, we weren't really together. And so I think that was, it really allowed us to sit and talk with people that maybe we wouldn't normally have sat and spoken to. So for me, it feels like it was more intimate and I could really connect with people on a deeper level than I could at the previous retreat.
Yeah, I definitely can concur with that. Every time I looked out, I never saw you guys. It was very rarely that we were sitting at the same table or we were standing in the same area, because just everybody, we were just scattered in the best possible way. And the moments we did have together, I was thankful for, but same thing, Nat, I had so many great conversations with people just sitting somewhere. And either somebody coming up or myself sitting down next to someone, and it was just like, oh, hi, I'm April, or right, they would introduce themselves, and then we were off and running. We were talking. And when you are around people that you know have already been through what you've been through, you cut through the fluff and you just very quickly kind of get to what the issue is. I noticed that so many people, you know, we just kind of do, like, you know, their bariatric stats. Like, here's my name, here's the surgery I had, here's what I've had, here's how much I've lost. Okay. Like, you know, 10 second speech. And then it was like, yeah, but I'm really struggling with, or, oh, I'm very excited about, just this instant, like, boom. And then you are talking about something that has been front of their mind for a very long time. and they finally felt like they were in a safe place that they could talk about it mm-hmm. and not be judged or ridiculed or no shame, just like, okay, you know, like when you've been really excited to tell your one friend this one thing and you finally get to see them. Yes. That's what I felt like retreat was like. 300 people were like, oh, finally I could like, no, oh, we can talk about this.
Yeah, like I was in this session with Haley. She's the Guacward dietitian on Instagram. And it was all about meal planning and different ways to meal prep. And I struggle with yogurt in general. It kind of just processes in my body as sugar. And I get that instant like glycemic index boost. And so I don't eat it very often. And if I do, I don't eat very much of it. And so I asked a question like, hey, are there alternatives? And I swear to God, you guys, I had like a line of people, like 5 to 10 people being like, this is, and I just went down the line and I sat and I had conversations with about 10 different people about this one subject. Like, this is what I eat and this is what I do. And it really solidified for me that like, okay, I'm still a bariatric patient, even though I have this like awesome platform and I'm helping people, but like I'm still learning and I'm still learning from people who are also learning from me. I know we talk about that all the time, but yeah, it was just a lot more intimate and I felt like I could put on my different hats. Like I'm a patient right now, I'm Berry Nation right now. I'm a patient trying to connect with people or I'm Berry Nation. It was very different than the previous one for me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think a lot of that to me kind of lends itself to we knew kind of coming in what to expect. So I like the fact that we made the conscious decision to have less on our plates this time, less meetings, less interactions with, you know, companies and things like that, so that we could focus on the attendees, because we wanted to be attendees ourselves and we also wanted to connect with a lot of the attendees. So mm-hmm. going into it, we kind of had that in mind, you know, set up already. So the fact that we did that really made the biggest difference, I think, for me impact wise, because yeah, we did do a lot of divide and conquer and spread and talk to people and things. And one of the things I shifted, because I started doing the same thing, like the stats and all that, and kind of getting people, what I shifted it to kind of the second day was asking people if they were having a good time and what their favorite point, what their favorite part up to now was. Because that got them not thinking so much about, I'm a patient, I'm here for this, I'm doing this. It got them kind of in a euphorical mind state where they could just kind of be like, oh, well, they can reminisce on so far, this has been great because of this. And about 90% of the people that I talked to, everything was getting to meet so-and-so, getting to connect with so. So it was all about the face-to-face meetings, interactions, and connections, which is the same thing, you know, that we were all talking about too. Because getting to actually sit down with somebody and really talk about them, connect with them, look them in the eye while you're talking is way different than Instagram chat, Instagram live, video, Zoom like this, any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. You just get to, they get to see your intentions. You get to see that, you know, that you're locked in and engaged in a conversation and that, you know, you two are the only people in the room at the time because that's who you're talking to. If you're talking to a group, you can do the same thing by scanning the group, but at the same time, they know that you're there, you're engaged and involved. And I had so many meaningful conversations just like that, whether it was pictures, passing by saying, hey, good to meet you, giving, you know, people hugs. The fact that I got to meet Ken and Terry in real life and we got to, you know, do Ken and Terry and Jason things, like it was amazing. We had, you know, some cutout time alone from everybody that we got to just hang out, cut up and just be us. You know, Chris jumped in on the mix when he wasn't so super busy. But, getting to connect with a lot of the guys in the community. There was 10 guys at this retreat. There was 3 at the last one. So having 10 there was really awesome to be able to just have, you know, a couple of guy moments where it was just us kind of, you know, joking around, being jackass guys like guys do. And then we also got to turn around and, you know, interject ourselves in so many pictures and things at the step and repeat on the night of the gala. Like that was fun. Like we had a good, like, I think me, Ken, Terry and Dalton stood at the step and repeat for about an hour solid, just jumping in different people's pictures. Cause they were, oh, come here, all the guys. But, and between that and I want to say the fashion show probably were the two things, because the amount of love, acceptance, and honor that was shown to not only everybody that that was involved in putting the fashion show on, but that stepped out on that runway and did what they did against everything we've known since we were young, that people didn't want to see us up there. People didn't care if we walked, you know, that nobody wanted to see that. But we saw people of all shapes, all sizes, all colors, all creed. It didn't matter. And they were in skimpy workout clothes all the way up to suited and booted, you name it. And to see the togetherness that came out of that and the confidence that everybody exuded because the crowd was amazing, that to me just stood out head and shoulders above most of the other things.
100%. I get chills actually emotional every time I think about it.
I just remember after the fashion show, people came up to me and they were like, you know, I saw the all call for it and I didn't sign up for it. And I'm so mad at myself because I didn't. And I said, it's all good. You can do it at the next one. I guarantee you it's going to be a standing thing at every retreat moving forward. And I hope everyone signs up to take part in it, because it really is a powerful moment to just be surrounded by your peers, people who get it and who are just excited to celebrate you in any stage that you are at. It really doesn't matter, right? It was almost like the weight and surgery was taken out of that experience. And it was just humans that were on a journey to discover themselves and be accepting of where they were in the moment. It's like we were celebrating acceptance,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? On like every level that you could possibly imagine. It was a surreal experience in the best possible way.
I mean, there were people up there that were pre-op.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. And I know. Yeah. And I think that's where this is so emotional for me. It's like there was quite literally every body type on that stage. And it did not matter. And there were cheers for every single person.
Yeah.
And I think that theme from that fashion show carried through the rest of the time, mm-hmm. from that point, which was such an odd thing for me, because I feel like that was a very pivotal, kind of like an icebreaker for mm-hmm. everybody. Like, oh, hey, I have those same stretch marks. Oh, hey, my arms jiggle like that, you know? And then everyone at the end, I feel like at the gala, like it carried over to the gala where it's like mm-hmm. people are on the dance floor. They're like hyping each other up on the dance floor just as much as they were hyping people up on the fashion show.
Yep.
And I think that's the theme that kind of carried through from that point was just mm-hmm. a sense of like acceptance and I guess camaraderie of just like, this is us, this is who we are. And Jason, when you mentioned that you shifted your kind of like elevator introduction speech, I kind of had to do the same thing because I would say my stats or whatever, and then I'd say, so what about you? And then people would get kind of stage fright, I guess. And instead of saying like, what about you? What's your surgery? Just go like, so how's it going?
Mm-hmm.
And then people open up more. And so I think it was mm-hmm. just like, I felt like a really big shift after that mm-hmm. Fashion show.
Yeah.
You know, and I even noticed it beforehand. So I won't name any names except ours. So Natalie, you and I were sitting with three other people when we first arrived there, right? We couldn't get checked in because we were super early. We were eating food and a woman walked by us and she said, oh, are you guys here for the retreat? Oh yes. Excellent. Wonderful. Hi. Nice to meet you. Sit down. Right. And we were having this conversation, the five of us. And I remember the woman shared that she was really struggling in her journey and that she was nervous to be there. And we, of course, attempted to, you know, quell her fears and just let her know that all are welcome and it doesn't matter. And then she had shared with us that she wasn't sure if she was going to the gala and she hadn't either been in a dress or she didn't bring a dress, whatever it was. She
didn't bring a dress.
Didn't bring a dress. Was not.
She said, I didn't even buy a dress. I don't even think I'm going to go.
Nope. Right. And I remember all four of us were really encouraging her to just pump the brakes on that. And it doesn't matter how you show up at this retreat. The only thing that matters is that you're here. And that's it. That's all that counts. But the more that you kind of meet people and that you understand that this is a safe place, like maybe it will get easier. And I kept connecting with her throughout the entire event. She was at everything. She was everywhere. She was in every session. I don't know if I ever saw her at the pool. I thought I did one time, but then she was at the gala. I was so flippin' excited about that, because what I really saw throughout the entire event is that people showed up very nervous, very kind of tight, very closed, very, I'm not sure about this, right? But everybody made the commitment to be there. So it was like, okay, like I'm here. Okay, you know, like this is all I'm gonna do is just be here. And as the weekend went on, I just saw people open up and just experience more things and talk to more people and share more and do more. And they became very comfortable in that environment. And what really struck me is that I'm so thankful for everything online, Instagram, our Berry Nation community, all the communities that are out there, right? Because that's that very safe place to start those initial friendships, conversations, connections, right? It's safe. It's very safe. It's convenient. It's good. But then to take it to the next level, there's a lot of worry that goes with that, right? Oh my gosh, are my internet friends going to be who they appear? Am I going to be how I appear? Like, am I, you know, all the worries, right? All the worries. And it's not that those worries aren't valid. I think the retreat was difficult for a lot of people. It was very overwhelming. There was a lot going on. There was a lot of stimuli. There was just a lot of things. But the flip side to that is that if you could toe dip yourself in a way that made sense to you, oh my God, it was just incredible to see.
It was so cool to me. What I noticed was is kind of everybody at the welcome party was everybody was feeling each other out and talking to people, kind of trying to get their footing and figure out what's what. But as the weekend progressed, you saw groups of people start to grow, because everybody was kind of finding somewhere to fit in and like wherever they wanted to be, like people that they really clicked with. And you just started to see these groups of people just get bigger and bigger. And so before you know it, basically by the time we hit the gala, it was one big group of everybody that was there, because everybody was just involved. And so they were either, everybody was either running out to take pictures at the step and repeat, or everybody wanted to be on the dance floor dancing the stuff, or everybody wanted, it was just so cool to see how those connections, just the links in the chain, just grew and grew and grew until before you know it, it was almost a full circle. Everybody was connected, just because once you get past the initial nerves, which like you said are extremely valid, because a lot of people, like there was a ton of people at the previous retreat, but at this retreat there was a lot, like a whole new group of people that had never been to any bariatric event, meetup, coffee, nothing. They haven't been to anything. So choosing this one to dive in head first and just go after it is, first off, legit. Like, that's ballsy. Like, high five to y'all. Like, that's cool. Because I'm like, wow, like it's a lot for us, and we do this. Like, this, yeah. This is what we do. Like, and we were still like, man, that's a lot of people. But, we how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. We took it and we conquered it all. But to see people, use this as their stepping stone into it was awesome, because I'm like, a lot of people were just like, it's my first thing I've ever been to. And I'm like, man, you hit the Mecca right here. Like, you're not going to get, this is the top. Like, you better just start making all the connections you can, because that's, we always get the thing where people are like, oh, you guys are lucky to be able to go and travel to all these things. And I'm like, well, we're lucky to have made the connections. But we choose to travel to all the, like, we make concessions, we budget, we, save time off, we do all the things. Like, we've cut back tremendously on spending just so we have enough, to make sure that we can hit a lot of these events, because we know how important it is for us to connect not only with each other, but other people in the community. So that's something that we made sure that we were going to do. And that was after the first event. We just knew that it had to be a priority, because the connections were so important.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. I mean, I tell my parents are hilarious, but they're like, how do you have the money to do all of this stuff? And I was like, well, first of all, I have a Barry budget, okay? Like, I gotta prioritize some things, move some things around, you know? Because it's important to me to get to sit in a hotel lobby bar for 5 hours and just talk. I mean, literally, you guys, the lobby bar was the place to be. Every time there's always a place to be, and that was the place to be. Poor shout out to Mason, the bartender. We bombarded him. But like having those moments to just like sit and drink and be with my friends and look across the bar and just see all of my people and say, okay, I'm done. You know, I've talked to you. Now I'm going to go over and talk to this person. And having those connections is huge because I know like if I wanted to go to Florida, I have 20 plus people. I mean, obviously Jason and Sarah, but I have 20 plus people who are like, come on down, let's go do something. You know, like that's why I do this. And so like one day I want to have a group of friends in every state. It's like, I need to have my people and this is how you do it.
Yep. You know, I had an experience at the bar. I mean, I'm sorry, not sorry, because
we're going to be honest. Lots of it at the bar.
But it was just like, it was central. It was in the lobby. You caught everybody there. It was the hub, right? And I was sitting there and it was late at night and somebody, a Berry Nation. Now I remember a Berry Nation member brought a woman over to meet me. And I, you know, oh, hi, I'm April. It's so very nice to meet you. You know, how's the retreat going for you? And she goes, oh, I'm not here with the retreat. And I was like, oh, you're not? And she said, no, but I'm a bariatric patient. And I said, oh, awesome. Well, welcome. Like we're all here because we're bariatric patients too. And she just started bawling, right? Like not a happy cry, a very like emotional cry. And I was like, oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. Like, what's wrong? And she shared with me that she has been struggling with a little bit of regain and alcohol. And she did not know where to turn. She didn't know the community existed. She'd never heard of anything like the retreat or Berry Nation or podcast, like nothing. And she felt absolutely like an island in a vast sea, the only one. And I just said, oh my goodness, friend, no, you are absolutely not alone. You know, I was like, you know, all of the conversations that we've had, you know, alcoholism, struggles with alcohol after bariatric surgery, very common. You know, it's the number one addiction transfer for women, blah, 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 you know, on and on and on. And as we continued to talk, I could see that she was like kind of releasing some of this guilt and shame that she had felt about herself. And it was almost like she was hopeful. And I mean, remember she said to me, she's like, oh my gosh, you're saving my life right now. And I said, I don't know if I'm doing that, but I'm letting you know that you can do the work to save your life yourself. And that there is a community of hundreds of thousands of people out there that are ready and excited to help you do the work of weight loss surgery. And then of course she started bawling again and she was very happy though, right? I mean, I just remember leaving that conversation thinking that I thought our community was so big and so vast and we reached so many people. And that one conversation really solidified for me, this isn't even the tip of an iceberg. We are still a single piece of snow falling from the heavens waiting to hit the iceberg because there are so many people out there that are struggling. They think that they're alone. They think that they've done something wrong. They think that they're a bad human, a bad bariatric patient. They've given up on it. That singular conversation really cemented for me how necessary and needed all of the supports that exist in our greater bariatric community are, and how deeply flawed bariatric care is. It was just a real eye-opener for me. And it just makes me so thankful for events like Retreat, for Renew, for these tiny meetups, right? Like, hey, coffee, walk, all, you know, these little things that people are doing. The online conversations, the lives, the VBMs, the podcasts, the whatever, all of it. People need all of it. And they need it now more than ever. And that was just a mind-blowing experience for me.
Well, the amount of weight that that woman was carrying for all that time, just in guilt and shame. I mean, she might as well have gained all her weight back, you know, physically, because the mental and physical toll that that type of mindset can have on you is the same thing. So once she, you know, she starts talking to you and she kind of breaks the dam on that, I'm sure it felt like she was losing all her weight again, because she was able to get it off her chest and realize that, you know, that guilt and shame was misplaced, and that you don't have to do it that way. And that, you know, it's okay to recognize what's going on. You have to do that in order to take the next step to be able to correct the things. However, you know, this is where the best coined phrase, the space and grace, comes in, because you have to give yourself the grace. You know, you gotta fucking, you know, so you, you know, we're not all going to be perfect all the time. That's not what we do here. We do progress over perfection. And that's what we're amazing at, because you can always make progress. It doesn't matter how small, doesn't matter how big. The saying isn't huge progress over absolute perfection. It's just progress. If you're better tomorrow than you were today, that's progress. And that's what we ask for.
Yeah. I think it's also like that. Yeah. To, I guess, to walk through life, and we've all felt that, right? Like that immense shame and guilt. And then to be in this kind of a community where, like, I, as you guys were talking, I was just thinking about when we went to Disneyland. I was like, I'm hungry. Okay, yeah, actually, we're all hungry. So we just kind of migrate and we go eat, you know, and then hours go by. And I, at that time, I forgot that I was hungry. And then someone said, hey, I'm hungry. And I was like, oh, actually, I'm hungry too. And like, you know, it's, but you can eat chili dogs and hamburgers and splitting hamburgers and things, and like I had ice cream, I had Dole Whip, you know, but like that shame and guilt for, you know, my body, which is not where I want it to be, but at that, in that moment, I didn't have that, because I'm with people who are walking similar paths and who also have had that shame and guilt on them before. So that just shows that like we need that community to ground us.
Well, and I think in my brain, I thought that I would never feel that guilt or shame again, but I've continued to feel that throughout my journey, much, much less than I ever have before. But even still, I mean, you guys know, like, okay, I just have to acknowledge regain. I've been fighting the scale. Nope. This is legit regain. I am not happy here. And the first step is just acknowledging it. And you feel like you have to keep it in, that you have to keep it private, but that actually makes it heavier. It makes it worse. It makes it, it feeds it. It absolutely feeds that shame and that guilt and that thing that you're feeling. But when you just acknowledge it, like, this is what I'm struggling with. Here's where I'm at. It, just saying it releases some of that weight and that tension, that friction that's behind it. And it's hard because before surgery, we kept that in the entire time. And now, just like everything, we have to learn how to do life differently. Doing life differently for me means that I'm just open and honest about all of the things that I'm going through. And it's difficult, but as retreat has proven, right? And as just this journey has proven, that's the best path forward for me.
Well, and I guess the best thing about it in the situation that we're in now is that when you do, like, you feel the guilt and shame coming on, but now we can actually recognize what it is, diagnose it, set it aside, dig through it a little bit, and then kind of figure out a quick path on how to, you know, not let it consume us and how we need to move forward. Because that's the data we need to be able to say, okay, this is what it is. I now have the proof that shows that I have regained weight. But I do know, because I've built my toolbox around how to get rid of this excess weight. So now I got to go back through my folders here and figure out how, you know, what point I need to start back at. Now we're going to build a plan. You start building that plan to go forward. So, I mean, that's, as before, we would just let it consume us, and we would have just kept eating or whatever it was to numb our feelings, so we didn't have to worry about it.
And I was thinking about that today, because, you know, we had the privilege of giving a talk at retreat on the all or nothing mindset. It was amazing. I literally thought everybody was there to eat. Nope, they were there for us. I was like, oh my God.
I know why you thought that, my girl. I knew.
Yeah, I was not
here for us.
Yeah, that, and it was a good topic, I have to say. But even found myself, I was like, oh my God, this is all or nothing. I'm like all or nothing myself about Regain. And I was like, this is, it's just bananas how I always think that, well, because I'm living it and I'm doing this every day, that I'm over that, or I have checked that, I've moved on from that. Oh, no. Right. It's like every new situation, I'm like, oh my God, it's this again.
I think that's why I liked, excuse me. I think that's why I liked this retreat more, because it reminded me that I am still a patient.
Yes.
And, you know, it's really easy when you are on a platform that we are on, you know, our podcast, Instagram, our Berry Nation membership, even my own Instagram, to feel like a patient still, because we are helping people. And that is a fact. We are helping people to their bariatric goals. But it gets really easy for me to forget that I am a bariatric patient still. Mm-hmm. I'm only just over a year and a half post-op. I'm still figuring it out. And So when we go to these things, and I can sit in Laura's talk or Haley's talk or Sam, you know, Kristen with Just Better Fiber, it's like, oh yeah, like I can still learn things, and I can still have things that I have to work on, like meal prepping and getting back on track, counting macros, like you, April, with Regain. It's like, we're not done. There's no after. After is just life. And that this past retreat really reminded me and kind of grounded me in that like, I'm not just like done, because I do feel like I'm done, but I'm not.
No. Yeah. It's very much been kind of that feeling for me. You know, I feel like life is normal now, but life now doesn't look a lot like what life used to look. There are parts of it that are coming back. And I think that's where some of my Regain is coming into play. But I also know that I just have to do the bariatric things all the time. Right. And not perfect, like what you said, Jason, right? But I have to just do them all the time. And it's okay if I miss a day or a meal every now and then. But if I'm doing that consistently, then I'm living a life that's not aligned to my bariatric goals. And I'm at a weight now that just doesn't feel right for me. I'm metabolically well. That's wonderful. Great. But I still don't feel like myself. And that indicates that I still have more work to do. And the other great thing too about this community is that there are people who I can instantly connect with who are 10, 15, 20 years post-op. And I can go to them and I can be like, hey, I'm struggling with this. What did you do? What was your path forward? And they're right there to be like, oh, I did this A, B, C, X, Y, Z, right? 1, 2, 3. They have their recipe that I can pull from. And thank God we are all in this community together, because we need that resource. We need all of the resources.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and it's like you said, it doesn't have to be perfect all the time, because it's a law of average. If you do what you're supposed to do the majority of the time, you're going to be in more aligned than you are out of align. You know, you take that, you know, whatever that lunch is that you want to take a day, you know, take a day and have that lunch. But you need to also make sure that you're building your breakfast and your dinner around that lunch so that you can still have and enjoy it, but you don't just completely obliterate your macros. Like, there's ways to do it safely. And, you know, you can do that as much as possible. And there's going to be days where you just don't, and that's okay. But if you're doing that, you know, 3 out of the 5 days of your work week, that's going to be a problem. Like, but the thing about it is, no matter how far out of compliance you get, compliance is still waiting for you. Like, you come back. Like, you don't just go away and just go, well, there's no way I can ever find my way back there. Like, because that's not true, because you've been at the lowest weight that you wanted to be at, or the low, however you, whatever's a good feeling for you, whatever that number may be, you can get back there because you were there. And you remember what it took to get you there. So you may have to go back to weighing your food. You may have to go back to tracking. You may have to go back to doing, you know, there's ways to get back there. You have the tools to do it. You just may, you know, if you're having a rough time or it's a little foggy, you may reach out. There's support, you know, there's all kinds of supports for you there. If you need the assistance, reach out to somebody. Do not feel ashamed to reach out, because I can promise you now, I don't care who you follow that has the most follower count you've had, they've needed help at one point or another. So don't ever think that there's one person above anybody else that you can't, oh, I can't reach out. What are they going to say? Like, guess what? I needed help. And I reached out to Nat and April both, and they set me back straight. And just so trust and believe, like, it can happen to the best of us. And there's somebody there waiting to help you get back on track.
Yeah. I think you said it at the all or nothing talk, Jason, and compliance is just one decision away. Like, compliance is the next decision.
That's it.
And
yeah,
it is, right. It is so simple. But if we don't have these opportunities to connect, either digitally or in real life, we think that we're alone, and we are. And we know that it's scary to share your story. We know that it takes a lot to get to the point where you feel like you can. But, you know, the flip side to that is you open yourself up to the help, love, and support of a giant, thriving, growing, excited community.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I literally talk, we have a group chat with a couple others. I literally talk to them more than I talk to my best friends that I've known for 15 years.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just something about having a space to go to when you're like, you know what? I had a really crummy day and all I've eaten today are 3 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, full fat, full sugar, white bread, like whatever. And they're like, okay, yeah, so what are you doing tomorrow to, like, you know,
yeah,
get back on track? That's cool that you had that moment, but, like, let's, you know, let's move on. And that's only solidified by going to these events. And I know not everyone can make it. I do know that. But start them in your area. Mm-hmm. Start, get some friends together that you've been talking to online and say, let's plan a trip. It doesn't have to be this big, grandiose thing.
Nope.
But
it could be coffee. It could be a walk. Coffee. It could be maybe at the beach. It could be.
But if you're not together, like if you're on different parts of the world, say, hey, let's pick a long weekend and let's go plan a trip somewhere. Like, let's do something. Because it's worth it. And once you have that one long weekend, that cup of coffee, that walk, it'll solidify that this is your family. It's not just an online community.
Yeah. Yeah.
I talked to somebody from Australia that was at the retreat, and we had Sophie come from London, and those two connections were really awesome. We've met Sophie before, but still love her to death. But getting to talk to, you know, the woman from Australia, she was telling me, she was like, you guys really need to come to Australia because there's nothing there. Literally nothing, no support, no help, no assistance, no nothing, no groups, no anything there. And that made me hurt because she's like, I know there's a ton of patients there, but there's just no support. And that's the worst thing we could hear because, you know, that's what we do. So it's like, it's very sad to think that there's just a whole country, a few, or, you know, continent, country, whatever, people that just don't have the support.
Yeah. Well, and we know how detrimental that is. We talk to people every day about it. But I just know the louder our voices grow and the more united we become as bariatric patients, we will force the change. They will not be able to not listen. And that's the goal, right? We're not here to point fingers. We're just here to say it's not enough and it's not adequate. So let's work together to make something that is adequate, that is enough, and that does truly support people for the rest of their lives. Because this isn't one year, good job. Like you said, right? We've been saying, no, this is, I need support for my lifetime, not for that 1 year post-op.
Yeah.
So to kind of wrap up this conversation, right? It's all about our stories in real life. What nugget of wisdom or piece of encouragement could we pass along to our friends that are maybe nervous to make these connections in real life for the first time?
I say that we understand that the nerves are going to be there. The nerves are valid. We understand that you think that people may not get you. You may think that you may not get them. You may not think you need to be outside of your box and meet people or, you know, get out of your shell. But I can tell you from our experiences, from the smallest meetups to the biggest stages, they have all been life-changing for us in some way or another. From the very first local or Florida meetup that my wife and I attended and came away with, you know, 20 new really close friends that we call all the time and talk to, and anytime we're in each other's area, we see each other, to, you know, going to retreat and coming home with, you know, 250 to 350 new best friends. Like, it's just like it just adds so much to your life that you didn't know you needed, wanted, or that you were missing out. Like, I have a very vast, diverse group of friends that I'm blessed to have from the time I was 2 years old. I've known some of my friends to friends that I met at retreat. And I can promise you that there's room for everybody. And every one of those people are going to change your life for the better in some way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I very similar vein to Jason. I think taking the risk can only add to your life. It's not going to take anything away. All you can do is just gain more people that are your people, that understand you on a level that I don't think you will understand until you go to these events. And like we said, I mean, my first time meeting anyone in the bariatric space was actually with Stephanie, One Hungry Mother. And I was weeks post-op and we just went on a hike and we just talked. And then it was going over to April's house with Stephanie and we just hung out and talked and did, you know, activities. But the way that it just adds to your life is immeasurable. And I have been thinking about this a lot lately, which is funny because I'm very single. But I was like, man, my wedding list is going to be really long.
Right?
I'm going to have like 1,000 people attending my wedding. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. I just got to save now while I'm still single, I guess. But
do a potluck style.
Yeah. It's going to be potluck style out at the Gorge in Washington. Like,
I got you. I'll cook for everybody. I got you. That's what I do. It's good for mass amounts. I don't eat any of it, so we're safe.
But, I mean, ever since I've started, you know, dipping my toe more and more into this bariatric community, the more it's just added to my life. To the point where I posted a reel about this, but it's like, I really love my life and I can't believe that I have the people that I have in my life.
It is. Well, it's funny because even as you date and as a couple of other people that we're in that group chat with are dating, you know, that's one of the things that come up now is that they have to pass the test of the Barry family. Like, you can't just bring anybody in. Like, you got a bunch of big brothers and sisters waiting on you, looking in like, hey, what's going on over there? What's happening?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Sarah, Jason's wife, and I had a conversation because I was like, yeah, I'm starting to date again. And she's like, oh, you know that you're going to have to bring him by Jason. And I said, oh, my gosh. So you mean I have my own dad? Mm-hmm. Now I got to bring it by Jason. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh yeah, and me. So we've got mm-hmm. two moms, two dads to go through. And I was like, mm-hmm. all right, you know, that's what I got to do. But it's real. I mean, like, I have some people in my life that are like my aunts and uncles and like very fatherly figures in my life. And it's literally this experience and meeting these people, it's only added to my life.
Yeah. Yep. And my suggestion is on the same veins. You don't know what you don't know. Try it one time. Just commit to doing it once and see what happens. And when I really think back on, you know, now we've had the privilege of going to both of the Bariatric Society's retreats. We went to the first one and were blown away. And we said, we want to do this again. What went for us, right? What went well, what didn't go well? And we were able to tweak and make adjustments between that one and the second one. And now as a group, we've sat down, we've had the same conversation. What went well, what didn't? What are we going to tweak next time, right? So that one time was just enough to go, we want to keep doing this, right? This is important. This feeds our souls as patients. This, you know, feeds our desire and our goal and our mission to help others. So just because you try it one time, don't think it's not right for you if it didn't go perfectly. Try it one time. And then you're going to go, oh, okay, I want to tweak this. I want to do this differently. I want to, right? But I don't think you're going to say, I never want to do it again. The people are too loving. They're too kind. They're too nice. This community is too ready for these types of connections.
It's like potato chips. You can't just have one.
No, you can't.
you definitely try a couple of different things, and maybe the biggest stages aren't ready. You're not ready for that yet, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. Do a smaller meetup. Put on a smaller meetup. Like, if you're that worried about it, find somebody you connect with online already. If they're close to you, be halfway, do whatever you want to do. Like just get together with people, because the level of connection you get from somebody who's been where you are is just different. And that we keep saying it and you hear it all the time, but until you've actually experienced that type of connection in person, like, we know people that at this retreat that have been talking and been friends for years that just got to meet for the first time at this retreat. And I mean, you want to talk about somebody that had a deep connection that now has a very deeper connection. We saw that firsthand, and it was amazing.
Yeah. Yep. Saw that with a couple people. Yep. Just do it. We encourage, it's the Nike slogan. Just do it. Just do it. And then let us know how it went.
Cause yep. Or seek us out if we're there.
Oh yes. That's the best.
Yeah.
Well, my friends, as always, we've had an amazing conversation. I am out of water.
You beat me. I still got I got 8 ounces left.
I'm recovering from being sick. I am 80% water at this point. I'm so tired of water. Oh my gosh.
It's doing you good. As always, you two, thank you for coming together to have an amazing conversation, because every time we do this, I learn something new, which blows my mind. But, you know, I should stop being surprised at this point.
Shouldn't we all?
Jason, my friend, you want to take us out?
Yes, ma'am. Just thank you guys. Actually, thank you both for being here in my life, connecting with me the way that we have. You guys are the family that I never knew I needed and could not live without. Period. From this point moving forward, there's not a day I can't see myself having you two in my life. It has been the most amazing connection, and that's just completely outside of Berry Nation and everything that we've built together. Just specifically having you two in my corner means more to me than either of you could ever know, and so I thank you both. And thank you to everybody who has continued to like, share, subscribe, you know, pass the word, because we're growing by word of mouth from all of you amazing individuals that just tell people what you've experienced by coming and hanging out with us. And we can't thank you enough for that. We appreciate that to the ends of the earth. So thank you guys for doing that. And just remember, at the end of the day, you've got this, we've got you, and we'll see you next time.
Bye, friends.
Bye.
Bye-bye.